19. Let's just read a couple verses here. Read the whole chapter today. We'll start here in verse 12. The Bible says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." As we started the last section of this psalm, or the third point in the outline of this psalm last week, and that we entitled that "The Way of God." We talked about the works of God in 1 through 6, the words of God in 7 through 11, and now we are talking about the way of God here. You could say that the whole psalm is the way of God. Pretty much the whole thing refers to that. But just for sake of alliteration, kind of keeping things in order here a little bit, this outline's just an outline. There's not much about that, but just kind of the way I like to lay things out. But we started talking about that, and we said there's three things as well under this that we're looking at. And verse 12, we started talking about private sins last week, and we'll finish up with that here this morning and hopefully move on to the second part of it, which is presumptuous sins. That's found in verse 13. And then the last verse, verse 14, which is our memory verse, is we used the word preventing sins in there for that alliteration there. Let it be what it is. But we started off talking about the private sins, and we said that David was pondering all the works of God and the word of God, and he found himself being convicted of his private sins, where he says here in verse 12, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." David, as he's thinking about all these things, all of a sudden it just kind of hits him. He's thought about how good things are, the glory of God, the heavens declaring the glory of God and all that. And I think I thought it was rather interesting that Pastor used those verses Wednesday night. If you pay attention, him and I never, hardly ever talk about what we're doing. But not all the time, but more often than not, things link together here. And that's comforting to me. I trust that our pastor is following God's leading, and I trust that I am as well. But it really does something for you, preacher, doesn't it? When it goes together without planning those things. And I hope that you guys are picking up on that as well. Now, with what Pastor said at the beginning, he shared that with me before the service in a little bit more detail. And sis, you might want him to be up here this morning. she's nodding her head. But no, I'm not going to throw him under the bus too much there. But it's kind of what we're talking about here this morning. But he is a very honest man. I told him, I said, "You reveal too much. You really reveal too much sometimes." But he's honest, and I'd much rather have him be honest than dishonest or hiding things. Nonetheless, I'll get off that before I get in trouble with him. David was saying about thinking about all this stuff, and a verse we used here that kind of brings us to what we're looking for is Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 12, where it says, "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." When we talk about these verses here, 12 and 13, It says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. We started talking about private sins last week, and private sins are just that. They're private sins. Don't ask me mine. I'm not asking you yours. They're mine are between me and the Lord, literally. They are between us, and they need to be taken care of. God has showed me much through this study that they need to be taken care of. When I use that word between me and the Lord, or between you and the Lord, it's true. Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's David there, I believe, in Psalm 119, I believe. And it is true. If we regard iniquity, sin in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. And therefore, our private sins are between us and God. And we need to take care of them as well. We're going to get to that. I'm working my way there. But just kind of giving you a little review from last week of where we're at. And to keep your mind as we talk about this with verse 12 of Hebrews 4, where the end of that verse where it said, is a discerner, talking about the Word of God. We've spoke much about the Word of God in Psalm 19. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Do you know, anybody here this morning, do you know what the thoughts and intents are of my heart? I could ask my wife back here, the closest person to me in this building, if she knew the thoughts and intents of my heart this morning. Now, she might be able to pick out a few things that, and just, you know, well, that's close. But she doesn't know, nor do I know hers. I don't know Tyler's. I don't know Tracy's. I don't know Steve's, Ike's, Jason's. Wow, Jason's. Wyatt's, Logan's, Pastor. I don't know the thoughts and intents of your heart, but the Lord does. You see where I'm getting at? The private sins, where David said, who can understand his errors? He's just scratching his head, thinking about all this. Who can understand? And I say that about mine. Why do I do this, Lord? Why? Why would I let things come up like this? And even though nobody else knows them, they're mine, they're private, and they are, again, between me and the Lord. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But David didn't leave off with that. We kind of went through that last week. We used plenty of verses, took you plenty of places, and saw things about that. And we could go to more, but we're not going to. We're going to move on, because David moved on as well in the verse, and he said, cleanse thou me from secret faults. David didn't leave it with the, who can understand his errors? What's the use? You ever heard somebody say that before? I've said it before. What's the use? What's the use in trying? Maybe not about sin, but just certain things. What's the use? What's the use in trying it? David didn't say, what's the use in trying to understand my errors? Why? Nobody else knows them. David could have kept them to himself, and no one else would have known them. But a verse that we used last week, the last part of verse 23 of Numbers chapter 32 says, be sure your sin will find you out. Folks, whether it's a sin that's open, we're going to get into that, because we're going to get to the presumptuous sins here hopefully shortly. But they're more open. These are private, secret sins. Whether they're private or public, the Bible says, behold, your sin will find you out. Mm-hmm. Folks, there's no hiding. We shouldn't want to hide, but we are who we are. And sometimes we like to hide things. We usually try to hide things because we're ashamed of them. We talked about some hidden things last week. Again, we're not going all on over and over with that. But David moved on, and we're going to move on to the second part of that, which is we looked at the comprehending the private sins. Now, the second part is cleansing from private sins, where he says here, cleanse thou me from secret faults. Whether or not we comprehend or fully understand all our private sins, this is the right prayer to have. This is David's prayer. This is should be our prayer. We don't let them go on and on. Folks, if we have something, if I went to a doctor's appointment this week for something that's kind of slowly been coming on to me for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and I keep, I would talk to my regular physician, doctor, about it, and tried a couple things. Nothing seemed to really be doing anything, and finally I got to the point where I said I need to go to a specialist, and so got that set up, and I did that this week, and I got a little more understanding of it, and we're taking another step to maybe resolve things, but ignoring it didn't help it none over the last 3 or 4 years or however it's slowly been taking its place. It didn't, and don't get panic, I'm not going to die, but it's ignoring the problem wouldn't help it any. If you're having, and this wasn't what I was having, but if you're having chest pains, you might want to see a doctor. Right, Tracy? It might help, right? But, you know, it's that way in our life and in the way with David here, who can understand his errors, cleanse thou me from secret faults. David knew that there was something wrong. He knew there were secret faults. You and I know if they're secret faults. They're some of the things that I've read. Sometimes when I read things, it's from books that I read, and I don't always tell you who it is, whatever, doesn't really matter, I don't think. But I just read something shortly ago, and it says whether we comprehend fully or understand our private sins, and that statement there, whether we comprehend fully or understand them, I think we know when we have private sins. We know when there's things in our lives. Just like a health need, you know there's something going on, but just like I did, you might not just kind of kick it down the road. Maybe it'll go away, but once it doesn't go away, it doesn't go away. And sin's not going to go away until we confess it. We'll get to that here in a minute or two. First John is 1 John 1:9, I believe. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David didn't know that verse, but David knew that verse. David knew that if he confessed his sins, that the Lord would forgive him. We're going to look at that here in just a little bit as well. But he needed that right prayer. That right prayer, David spoke it here. He said to the Lord, cleanse thou me from secret faults. I might not totally get it. Who can understand his errors? I don't understand why I do what I do, but Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. David had there's a very familiar Psalm 51. Turn there. We're going to look at it, kind of skate through it, hopefully, quickly. Now, this particular psalm here was written as a result of David's sin with Bathsheba and with having Uriah killed and all that. We know the story there well. So this wasn't a secret sin. Now, it started out to kind of be David's little secret, but it wasn't. And as well, be sure your sin will find you out. It found David out. Some say it was a span of a year or maybe so before the Lord gave Nathan the prophet the message and he delivered it to David. And then David saw what he needed to do. I'm sure in that span of time, David was convicted of his private sin that quickly became public. But nonetheless, we're going to use this psalm here and go through it and just look at some things. And I want you to think about what I said earlier about Hebrews 4 and verse 12 about the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the inward parts. We're going to go through here and we're going to think about David and him confessing his sins and see what we can pull out here about the inward parts with him. Verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Right out the gate, he knows that he needs to confess his sins, and he does. He says in verse 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Iniquity is sin. He calls it iniquity in one sense, one part of the verse, and sin in another. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. He said, I know I've done wrong and it's before me and I need it to be right. Verse 4, against thee only have I sinned and have done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in what? Where does he desire the truth? In the inward parts. Verse 6, behold, thou desirest the truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. We were talking about secret sins and how to be cleansed from them. Folks, know that God knows the very inward parts of us. It's not that he just knows what's going on the outside, folks. He knows what's going on the inside. I can't explain that. I can't tell you, like I said earlier, I can't tell you the thoughts and intents of my wife's heart, the closest person to me in this building. I can't tell you that of my children that are here. I can't tell you the thoughts and intents of their heart. But God knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. He knows what's on the inside. Purge me with hyssop, verse 7, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. David was thankful for the forgiveness. He knew that when he confessed his sin to God, that God would make them whiter. He would make him whiter than snow. He knew that he would take care of it. Verse 8, hear me, or make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Take care of them all, Lord. You know, sometimes, and I believe it's okay to pray this, because David said, take care of them all, Lord. And I've prayed this before. Lord, forgive me of my sins. There's certain things that he'll bring to your mind that you just know you got to make them right. But I've prayed this before. Lord, if there's something in my heart, if there's something in there that I'm just not acknowledging right now. Cleanse me from it. Make me clean. Make me whole. And I believe the Lord will do that. And I believe as well, if you ask him to reveal it to you, he will reveal to you what's going on and what you need to make right. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is David, the same David back in Psalm 19. He knew back in Psalm 19 how to ask for forgiveness and how to ask for a clean heart. And years later, when he really, really messed up, he still knew how to pray and ask for forgiveness. Verse 11, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Now, we live in a different dispensation. The Holy Spirit came and went in David's time. He is with us now. You all know that. He indwells you when you get saved, and he's not going to leave you. The Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but you can grieve. I can grieve the Holy Spirit, can grieve him tremendously, and he'll be quiet. He will be so quiet until you make things right, till you confess your sins. He will be so quiet, be so grieved. And you know, when you think about it, whatever you've done, whatever I've done to grieve the Spirit of God, the longer I go in this life and the more that I mess up from time to time and sin and do wrong and grieve the Spirit of God, the older I get, the more it seems that the realization of grieving the Spirit of God hits me a little harder each time. Just a little bit harder each time. Like, how could I do that? What has he done for me? And what did I just do to him? Restore, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then shall I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Folks, we're not gonna help a soul on the face of this earth if we've got sin in our lives. Oh, you can give out all the tracts you want and witness all you want, but if you got sin in your life, it ain't gonna mount to hill beans. He says, then, in other words, after I do all these things, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. You can see that the song coming back into David's heart and his life then. Verse 15, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. David knew all about the sacrifice and the offerings, far more than you and I will ever know. He lived in that time, and he knew about it. And he said, that's not it. That's not what's going to do it. That's not what you want, Lord. Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. David said here, when he confessed his sin to God, and he got down to the end of the psalm here, and he says, the sacrifices, that's not what it's about. It's about me having a broken spirit. Broken means crushed. And a contrite heart means to collapse. Crush and collapse, it's about the same thing. When when we realize that our sin, what it's done to the Spirit of God, grieving Him in our lives, when we realize that, we should have a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. I've heard this said many times in raising children. You've got to break their spirit or break their will as you teach them. Some are more stubborn than others, but in a sense, that's kind of what is saying here. When we let sin get in our lives, whether it's secret sins or we're going to get into the presumptuous sins, whether any of these things get in our lives, just sin, as Pastor Coben said last week, sin is sin. It's sin. There's no way around it. Whether it's public or private, it's sin. But when we allow that, when we confess our sins, it's easy to quote that verse. When we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm glad that verse is there. But I want to put this verse there with it. When we do this, we must have a broken and a contrite spirit. We must be broken about our sins. It's not, I sin over here. Did that wrong. 2 minutes later, that was wrong. Oh, God, forgive me. I look really broken, don't I, Tracy? It's not just a quick, oh, God, forgive me.
That's right. Amen.
When we get sin in our lives, the Bible says that we must have a broken and a contrite spirit. One that makes us not want to do it again. Mm-hmm. Goodness, that took longer than I expected. Turn over to Matthew chapter 15. Pastor, dipping in my Psalm, I'm going to dip over in his New Testament. Chapter 15 and verse 16 through 20. And we don't have time to go through all this. You can read it later. But it says here, and Jesus said, are ye also without understanding? Do ye not understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draw? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thieves, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Jesus saying here, it's what's inside. It's not that outside, folks. They were talking about, you know, they were accusing the disciples of eating with unwashed hands. I mean, that's, you know, if you want to do that, go ahead. It's going into your mouth, not mine. But Jesus is saying there, it's not what's going in, it's what's coming out that defiles man, what's inside. And David knew that as well back here. David was especially concerned back in Psalm 19, go back there again. David was concerned about his secret sins. And he asked the Lord to cleanse him. He said, cleanse thou me from secret faults. David was especially concerned about these secret sins, sins which others do not see, which he himself may not be cognizant of having committed. but his heart's desire was to be cleansed from all sin. Proverbs 28 and verse 13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Turn over to Psalm 139. Finish up with this. Psalm 139. We could, well, we can't because we don't have enough time, but we could go through the whole Psalm 139. We'll read a couple verses, then I'm going to skip down. Verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down settings and mine rising up. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. What was David saying back in Psalm 119? He was asking the Lord to cleanse him from his secret faults or his secret sins. Turn on over to the end of that psalm here in verse 23. The Bible says here, same psalm, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David knew, he comprehended his private sins. He thought about them, and he scratched his head and said, who can understand his errors? He comprehended them, he thought about them, and as we went through as well, he knew verses in the Old Testament, and he knew about things that were secret, and he knew about these sins, and he knew that they needed to be confessed. And then he went on and said, cleanse thou me from secret sins in verse 12. Secret fault, excuse me. And he said there, he asked God for forgiveness of them. We don't have time to even get started with the second point. But next week we'll talk about the presumptuous sins found in verse 13. But folks, what I wanted you to get out of Psalm 19 and verse 12, get back there myself, was the fact that it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. What I was trying to push through this whole time was those secret thoughts are the inward parts of you and I that no one else knows. And I don't need to know yours. And like I said before, I'm not going to tell you mine. But we don't need to carry them around. We need to confess them. Get them right with God. Get things straightened out. And we'll then, like David said in Psalm 51, then shall I teach transgressors their ways, your way. We're not going to be any good if we've got sin in our hearts. We're not going to be any good. We're not going to be any good to one another. We're not going to be any good to God if we're letting sin hinder us. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We're just dead wood at that point. We're just floating down the stream, worthless. So I challenge you to look into your heart, to see, as David said in Psalm 139, search me, O God. Ask him to reveal if there's something in there, Lord. You know, we're coming up on the spring meeting, the revival meeting, whatever you want to call it. We're going to have a meeting here in a couple weeks. Now, we don't have to wait to then, but it sure be nice if we were prepared for it. This fellow here can tell you, you don't want your church to go into a meeting all messed up. It's a whole lot better if you come prepared. You know, when I went to school, I went to public school. That's probably blatantly obvious from some of my speaking. But when I remember going to school, and, you know, at the beginning of the year, my mom would take us and, you know, we would get some new clothes, maybe a new pair of sneakers and you know, a book bag or whatever it was, and some pencils and pens or whatever you needed, notebooks, and you went prepared that first day. And then you were supposed to be prepared every day. But as time went on, you get lax and, well, I don't need that today and I don't need this today. And the next thing you know, you're not taking anything with you to school. You're not prepared. If we let things get in our life and get in our heart, then we're not prepared for this meeting coming up. And we're just, this is the last Sunday in April, so May is the meeting. So why not start getting prepared? I challenge you to ask God to search your heart and see if there be any wicked way in me. I'm not saying you have wicked ways in you. I'm just saying, ask him. Is there something there, Lord? Is there something in my life that's going to hinder the meeting coming up here in a couple weeks? Is there something in my life that's going to hinder the Sunday morning service right after this one, the Sunday night service, the Wednesday night, any of them? We don't have to wait to the special meeting. We should ask God to search us and know us. Confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then you're done. He's took care of it.